spring. It looks like we're still dealing with rain, obviously, across the southern parts of the Midwest. Some impressive rains yesterday in the Indianapolis area, really a swath of about 50 miles wide and about 100 miles long. There were 1 to 4 inch rains and local totals over 6 inches occurred. Flooding was pretty serious in the area. It's just one more incident that we've seen like this take place in recent weeks. Situation is still poor across many areas in the lower Midwest, but there is good news in the forecast. We still have to get through today, though. Today will be mostly a wet day across the heart of the lower Midwest, and we'll see rain from Missouri into parts of Ohio, and some of this will be locally heavy again. Some amounts will run from 0.5 inch to nearly 2 inches, and the precipitation will fall right on top of areas that are still saturated and or in flood from previous rains, so the situation is not going to be any better today. But as we move on out over the next 2 or 3 days, we will see the precipitation gradually winding down across the lower Midwest. A little miniaturized ridge of high pressure will begin building up across parts of the Midwest, and that's likely to translate into warmer temperatures and a lifting northward of the rainfall pattern that we've been stuck in for so long a period of time. So the rains will become more significant in northern parts of the Midwest for a while, although there will still be opportunities for some rain and thunderstorms across parts of Ohio, Michigan, and Indiana as we get into the late weekend and the early part of next week. But there should be a few days of drier bias conditions that occur until that takes place. Now, the temperatures yesterday were quite cool across the region, and they will be that way again today. We expect to see most of the high temperatures across the region confined to the 60s and 70s, certainly well below average for this time of the year. But this isn't something that's going to last for a long period of time. We do expect that ridge of high pressure to begin building up, and as it does, it will bring us some warmer temperatures. In fact, not only will it get warm, but it will be very humid as we get into the latter part of the weekend and into next week. Temperatures will rise into the 80s and some lower 90s by that point in time, and that will likely cause quite a steam bath to evolve across parts of the Midwest. And the heat indices will get very high as well. It'll be a pretty uncomfortable period of time, but the moisture that's going to be fed back into the atmosphere during that period of time will set the stage for additional shower and thunderstorm activity. And that's one of the reasons why I made the comment before about Ohio and Indiana and parts of Michigan getting involved with some showers and thunderstorms as we get towards the end of the weekend and into early next week. Is at that point in time, there'll be some effort made by the atmosphere to bring some cooler air back across some of those areas. With all the warm and steamy conditions that will be present when that cooler air tries to come along, it will set off some more rainfall. But the heart of the Midwest, Iowa, Missouri, Illinois, parts of Kentucky, even southwestern portions of Indiana, will probably go through a several-day period of dry conditions, and that warmer weather will help to accelerate drying across the region. We may finally get rid of some of this excessive moisture that's around and actually induce some better crop development potentials. As we move on out further in time, next week later, we'll likely see the warmer weather continue. There may actually be some 90-degree temperatures reaching into parts of the western Corn Belt near and west of the Missouri River and also across Missouri into parts of southern Illinois and parts of southwestern Indiana and western portions of Kentucky. A lot of this will take place as we get into the second half of the weekend, mainly late Saturday afternoon, and Sunday, Monday, and maybe Tuesday of next week. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.